Hi everyone, welcome again to another podcast from Teacher Joseph. And today we're going to talk about the life of Judith Chalmers. And we're talking about her because she's just passed away. Her obituary is in The Guardian in the last few days. So basically, Judith Chalmers was a TV presenter, and her big claim to fame that we would know, or at least my generation would know, is her show, which was called Wish You Were Here. And it's called that because that's what we used to always put on postcards. Do you remember the days before the internet? We used to actually send postcards to people, paper postcards, cards. And we used to write on them, having a nice time, wish you were here. It was kind of a custom. The postcard usually arrived months after you had returned from your holiday. Well, that's where the name comes from, wish you were here. She travelled all around the world with her TV show, Wish You Were Here. And she would present in a very pronounced English accent what life was like in these particular places. I'm sure you can probably find it on YouTube. She presented that show, as far as I know, throughout the 70s and 80s. It says here that it ran on our TV system for nearly 30 years, from the early 1970s to the early 2000s. So let's just have a read through this Guardian obituary all about Judith Chalmers. It says here, Chalmers, who has died age 90, was a welcoming, lightly glamorous face of Wish You Were Here, on which she was part champion of abroad and part consumer watchdog. Yeah, so she kind of like appeared on TV in different countries, and she would tell us about the joy, you know, of what that country was like. But she would also talk a little bit more about maybe why you would be apprehensive going to a particular place, and also maybe the aspirations if you wanted to go somewhere. So she wasn't just presenting a show about, yeah, the food is nice. She went much deeper, and that gave us a really good insight into not only the place, but about travelling there and what was happening there. She was very prominent on the TV long before I'd heard of her. Apparently her career started in the 1950s. She even hosted the Miss World contest at one point, which doesn't surprise me because she has one of those very English kind of personalities, very British accent, very well pronounced. And you didn't get to know anything, or at least not much anyway, about her personal life. In the old days, when you worked in radio or TV, you weren't there to talk about yourself. You were there to professionally present. And that, I think, made her very, very popular. You weren't just listening to her complaining about, the weather or what she thinks about something. You kind of shared her concerns. You could see why she had particular views, and at the same time, really, really professional. She came across more like a service to the aristocracy. You know, she kind of reminded me of the Queen a little bit, because she kind of like broadcast her views. She didn't just give them. She very politely stated them in the way that she spoke. And that's probably because her TV career began as an announcer in 1959 on the BBC, when they only had one channel. She was one of these continuity presenters, providing the links between the programmes. And she had to take elocution lessons as a child in order to remove her northern accent to become a familiar, trusted figure. And I'm reading this from The Guardian, to become a familiar, trusted figure. And to professionalism soon led her into other opportunities in what was then the TV, a rapidly expanding medium. So very interesting. And she wasn't alone. Right up until the 1990 Broadcasting Act, you had to have the Queen's English. So being sent for elocution lessons was perfectly normal. And if you are learning English, by the way, or you want to drop your accent, rather than Googling accent reduction, go onto YouTube and look under the hashtag elocution. And you'll see exactly what I mean. There are people around specifically to help British people speak better. And she wasn't alone getting elocution lessons. There's a lot of very bitter TV presenters and musicians who will tell you that during the 1980s, their accents were deemed inappropriate and they were sent for elocution lessons. Even here, Bonnie Tyler was one of them. Before she sang her song Total Eclipse of the Heart, they sent her to talk more English because, of course, she was Welsh. And the people who did the theme tune for Rupert the Bear, they insisted that the singer of that song, that was a kids' TV show, should also have elocution. She was from Northern Ireland, so you can imagine Rupert the Bear, air with the R, not being pronounced was very important. I remember the story when Jackie Lee sang that song. She had to be sent for elocution lessons because she was Irish. She died, I think, last year or the year before. She was very bitter about that. But anyway, getting back to Judith Chalmers. Yeah, so she was this kind of like warm character that we didn't really know anything about with regards to her personal life, always very well dressed. She did many TV shows, but Wish You Were Here is the one certainly that my generation would remember her for. Apparently, away from TV and radio, she was involved in cricket-related charity work, and she was appointed as an OBE in 1994, and in 2004 she received an award for outstanding contribution to tourism at the Annual Excellence in the England Tourism Awards. She lived in Highgate in North London, and Wish You Were Here finally came to an end in 2003. And then their son, the TV presenter Mark Durden Smith, he presented one-off episodes. And in 2013, she appeared with her son in an episode of Celebrity Antiques Road Trip, which was another TV series they made. Yeah, she's survived by Neil, Mark, and her daughter Emma. So, yeah, she married Neil Darden Smith. So, we're talking about Judith Rosemary Locke Chalmers, a broadcaster born on the 10th of October 1935, and she died on the 21st of May 2026. She really was one of these iconic British figures. She represented everything British, as you can imagine, being correctly dressed with the correct accent on TV in the 80s. Very, very interesting woman, especially since, of course, she was forced to change the way that she spoke, just so that TV channels would be okay with her, which was quite normal in those days. So, from the north of England, having elocution lessons. Although, some years ago, oh, must be around 5 or 6 years ago now, she suddenly announced that all the way through this TV show, she went commando. And for those of you who don't know what that means, it means that she wasn't wearing underwear. Yeah, we really didn't need to know that about one of our most loved TV characters. But when someone tells you they're going commando, it means that they're not wearing appropriate, well, or any undergarments under their clothes. Okay, so yeah, she told us that all the way during that TV show, it was so hot that she often went commando. I really didn't need to know that. It kind of seemed a bit strange to me. But she was caked in makeup. It was the 80s, you know, and I'm surprised it wasn't running down her face, to be honest, because she was in some of the hottest countries in the world. These were the days, of course, before adventure holidays, so the places were all quite mainstream as far as I can recall. But yeah, very interesting character. And there we are. Judith Chalmers, who died on the 21st of May. If you get the chance, do have a look. She's very, very interesting, if not a little bit eccentric. Right, that's it from me. Remember to like and subscribe if you enjoyed this. See you. Bye.